Hello and welcome to Catholic Elements, a production of the Catholic Laboratory, a podcast about the Catholic faith and science. My name is Ian Maxfield, and in these short presentations I'd like to share with you some of the names and events associated with the Catholic faith that made their mark this week in the great history of science. These people are the essential elements of the Catholic Church's incredible contribution to the sciences. It is said that the inspiration for the name of Star Trek's Captain Jean-Luc Picard came from the son of deep-sea explorer and scientist Auguste Picard, whose name was Jean-Félix. However, there is another Jean-Félix Picard, a 17th century astronomer and Jesuit priest who was the first to measure the size of the Earth, coming within less than 0.5% of the modern value, despite using very basic instruments. He was also one of the first to apply scientific methods to map-making, and the anniversary of his birth occurs this week. This Jean-Félix Picard was born in La Flèche along the Loire River on the 21st of July 1620. He attended the local Jesuit college, but left in 1644 and moved to Paris without, it seems, completing any kind of formal degree. In Paris, he quickly found a mentor in the eminent mathematician and astronomer Pierre Gassendi, and in 1655, Picard became a professor of astronomy at the Collège de France. He was one of the first members of the Académie Royale des Sciences when it was founded in 1666. Picard was passionate about precision when it came to making measurements. Picard also had a knack for adapting the ideas and techniques of others for his purposes. The micrometer, for instance, was developed by others, ditto for telescope sights. Picard attached both instruments to a standard quadrant when making his measurements of the radius of the Earth, thereby increasing the precision of his observations. As a result, Picard's values were far more accurate than the ones made by his predecessor, Tycho Brahe, so much so that Newton relied on those values when developing his universal theory of gravity. Later, Picard travelled to Sweden, working with Ole Rømer to observe 140 eclipses of one of Jupiter's moons, Io. Picard continued to observe the Jovian moons with Rømer back home in Paris. Eventually, this work led to Rømer's calculation of the speed of light, since he could take into account discrepancies in time it took light to travel to Earth during such eclipses. Picard died on the 12th of July 1682. A lunar crater and orbiting solar observatory are named in his honour. Whilst others are credited with more exciting contributions to science, in order to make those discoveries, they relied upon Picard's work to make it so. If you like this Catholic Elements presentation and would like to know more about the Catholic Church and its contribution to the sciences, please visit the Catholic Laboratory. We're on the web at catholiclab.net. You can also like our Facebook fan page or follow us on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to the podcast. Details of how you can bond with us are available from the website.